Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, tragic day today. I got to be honest. You know, the reality is I remember my mother telling me a story back when she was a teenager of some of her friends who had backroom abortions, and one of them actually died from it because he didn't want to tell anybody because it wasn't legal, or at least not in Ohio it wasn't. So you had to go to Kentucky, and you had to do it under the dark of night. But now Texas, what Texas is now doing is we're going to have super spies around every corner with a profit motive looking, hey, how can we make money off of somebody's misfortune? Wow. I mean, we're really heading to scary times. And here to share some thoughts on what is going on in Texas, the insanity that has become that government there. I've asked Rania Patrice to come talk with us. Rania is the founder and president of Patrice and Associates, also a proud Texan. Rania, thanks for taking time for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So I'm looking at this law that that thanks to our Supreme Court's inaction, thanks to the fact that they didn't have the courage to take this up and have the argument in public, has now gone into law and is going to start affecting people as of right now and turning neighbors against neighbors. And somehow in Texas, they think this is going to somehow help.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that are happening and have happened that make no sense. But I think you've kind of hit an important point here. As nutty as Texas has ever been, there's been sort of a community atmosphere. And exactly like you said, we're turning citizens of this state into vigilantes for profit. And it's just so disgusting. I mean, like rideshare drivers, what? Are you kidding me? Clergy members, doctors, of course, family members. It's just absolutely, I don't know. I mean, the definition of insanity, I feel like, and it's just one more thing that we're having to contend with as a state. As you said, I am a proud Texan. I love my state. I was born and raised in Lubbock, Texas, actually. So special brand of conservatism out there. But, you know, but I do love my state. And one a good friend of mine that y'all are probably all familiar with often says things like, Texas is not a Republican state, it's a non-voting state, and that's absolutely true. Yep. And we are seeing the consequences of that play out in real time almost daily here.
Now, what I find most interesting, and as I said this in the beginning, this decision ultimately was made in the cover of night by two people who have been accused of assaulting women, a handmaiden, and a guy who claimed that he was only going to call balls and strikes. And this is our corporate Supreme Court that I'm talking about. And yet none of them were willing to say, we should hear this. There should be amicus briefs. There should be, I don't know, boxers or briefs. There should be something. There should be some transparency. They just let 50 years of decided law get thrown out the window.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the intended consequences are one thing, and then there's the unintended consequences, too, which you referenced at the top of this segment. It's just we're shoving women into alleyways.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's an unintended consequence. I think they want that. I think they need that. I think they need to fear people. They need to do things to make examples of people. I think that is not an unintended consequence. That's what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Until it's their sister, mother, cousin, girlfriend, whatever, who dies.
Yeah, but it never will be that.
The outrage.
Abbott's daughters are never going to die in a backroom abortion because they can go to somewhere outside of the state. The rich people are going to get the care they need. They always do. This is about poor and working class women.
This is absolutely 1,000% a justice issue. And it always has been. It's a justice issue. It's an equity issue. I agree with you 1,000% there. But those daughters of wealthy people are still not going to want to have those conversations with their family members and can still, those are kind of the unintended consequences I'm talking about. They're not thinking about their family members. Of course, they're never going to have to face this in their minds, but it's just not true. But I do agree with you. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, this is a justice and equity issue. And across the state of Texas, but across the country too, there's other states as well, we have just gone out, the proverbial we, have gone out of our way to make life harder, more unjust, more unequal, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. We're supposed to be, you'd think that there's progress made over the years, and we just seem to be going backward.
Well, we're going backward. We're going back to the good old days of the golden era of America, when most conservatives say America was truly great. You know, when gays were in the closet, women were in the kitchen, blacks were in the fields. You know, the good old days, where only white men could vote and they were the king of the castle. Women couldn't own property. That's where we want to go back to. And look, I see this this assault on abortion as just another step of getting them to where they want to go. The true prize in this is overturning Griswold so that none of you dirty women can ever have birth control and ultimately are controlled by men.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, even access to birth control is up for a debate for some reason. And for the life of me, I will never understand how these anti-choice people who claim to give such a damn about life but will not let women have easy and fair and equal access to contraception, will not teach about sex in schools, will not do any of these things. Oh, and I feel like I just have to name this too. This disgusting bill provides not even an exception for rape or incest. I don't know what person, most of these people wrap it all in faith. What person of faith wants a girl or woman to not have that choice? I don't understand it. I never will. It is the most disgusting, hypocritical thing I could ever. It's so vile.
I can only throw two things back at you. First, it's God's will. This is the one I hear the most often. This is God's will, and it's a blessing from God. The other one, a former congressman, and off the top of my head, I don't remember, somewhere in the Midwest, said that you can't get pregnant when you're raped because the body shuts down, according to him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I think it was, he from, maybe from Minnesota?
No, it was like Missouri or one of those states.
I remember, though, the body has a way to shut things down. I mean, and it's always my favorite, no offense to anyone listening who is championing and allying with us here, but it's always my favorite when the old white dudes come out to play and want to talk about this stuff. It's so, I mean, just, I remember this was back in the Bush years. I had a button that said, George Bush can talk about my vagina when he can get pregnant.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we need to have a resurgence.
No, I'm with you on this. And this is why this really isn't an issue for me, because I'll be honest with you. I personally am not in favor of abortion. I grew up Catholic, but I'm never going to have one. So I don't really have a say in this. But I do have two daughters, and I want them, if this is the choice they make, I want them to be safe. I hope they protect themselves. I hope they do all the things that we've taught them and want them to do. But ultimately, at the end of the road, I want them to be safe. I'm not pro anything but safety. I want people to be safe.
Absolutely. And I call myself a recovering Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm broken.
Still very, very Catholic. Yeah. So you understand.
Absolutely. I did 8 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think that's such, you know, I hear it too, and we're surrounded by it. And I, at the end of the day, I think you're exactly right. That is that's the whole thing about choice. You are entitled to your choice. I am entitled to my choice, and there shall the two collide. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the whole thing about choice.
Yep.
It should be, and we've heard this for years, between a family, woman and her doctor.
Yep.
And I think that's exactly right.
Isn't it interesting, though, that in this moment right now, where you've got all these anti-vax idiots running around, my body, my choice, but you don't hear anything about this.
Nope, of course not. Well, that would just make way too much sense. It'd be way too logical. And as we know, there's no logic here. This is the the definition of illogical and, again, hypocritical. And we just keep seeing it over and over again. I've seen a lot of sort of the memes and GIFs and all of those kinds of things with the, making fun of the whole my body, my choice. They made posters when it came to the vaccine. They made posters that said my body, my choice.
I know.
And we'd laugh if it weren't just so atrocious. And if we didn't know how many women were going to lose their lives because of it. And, you know, it's just, it's something, it's very easy to feel disheartened right now and to feel hopeless. And if I can leave everyone with one thought, it's just, we have to fight like hell.
Yep. Well, this is where I got to lead you because the reality is I'm hoping, and this is where I can only hope, because I do know some women who are like, no, we've got to make abortion illegal because we need to force women who make bad choices into having children that they can't afford so that the state can ignore them and Republicans can demonize them. What do we do in this moment? I mean, this clearly now, I got to think, at least for progressive women, is the number one issue come 2022.
Absolutely. And I mean, we all were devastated when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. And this was part of the reason why, obviously, she was beloved. But we saw this coming. I do want to leave everybody, if you are in Texas and you do need help, you do need advice, you are looking to have an abortion, please go to needabortion.org. And you can get resources, information, help with transport and all kinds of things like that. I do want to make sure that that's out there for folks because it's very important. This is a fight we're still fighting, obviously. We knew this was coming. There's a lot of great work being done by the ACLU and others. But even in the meantime, we need women to know that there are people that have their back. And there are resources out there, and we want to make sure they can get to them.
Now, clearly, this is going to end up in court when the first person is sued, because this is what's coming. Yeah. We're turning neighbors, we're mm-hmm. turning families, we're turning parents against their children. I see at some point, because of the power and control that this law now gives people to sue each other. We're gonna, you know, I said at the beginning, I can imagine, because Texas is kind of a crazy state for me. There was the cheerleader, Texas cheerleader mom, who I think killed the cheerleader girl so that her daughter could get on the team. I can envision one of those crazy people suing someone just because I got to get them out so that weird things can happen. I mean, this is just bad every step of the way.
Yeah, I mean, we're encouraging that. It's not that we're giving them, but we're encouraging it. That is what's happening here. How disgusting is that? But this is, again, where we just have to rise up together and not the time to be hopeless as much as I understand it, but the time to come together, because there's a lot of us out there. If we see, we might feel like we're on an island sometimes, but we're not.
No, I got to tell you, Rania, for me, this is not an issue I talk about often. This is not an old white guy issue for me. It's not. But this is a control issue. This is about going back to the Jay Gould. I can easily pay half the working class to murder the other half. This is about that. This is about dividing us and conquering us and keeping us at each other's throats while the millionaires and billionaires are robbing us blind. For me, it's that issue. It goes even beyond the regular abortion fight. This is about control and dividing the working class.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like you said earlier, controlling women, especially women of color and low socioeconomic women. And that's, you know, there's always been sort of this dehumanization that has been underlying. It's come way to the forefront now. And this is just to your point, you're exactly right. It is all about control.
So let me ask you a last line of questioning, because, you know, I get my religious conservative friends who say, well, you know, we're pro-life, we believe in pro-life, but ultimately, you know, if we had those all those children, we would have more workers, and you know, we wouldn't have to have immigrants come in. There would be more Americans and all of that.
Oh my God, yeah. Which is it's just BS. I'm just gonna.
No, I had a hard time even getting the question out.
I mean, I hear this often, and I do a ton of work in rural America, and I work with a ton of farmers, and you know what they tell me all the time? Is that the only people who want to take those jobs are the migrants and immigrants that come. They've tried. they're trying. And so this whole, oh, we have more kids and they'll do the work, it's such BS. And it's just one more point to your point again, to divide, dehumanize. And it's just so ridiculous. It's untrue. It's propaganda. That's what it is. It's propaganda.
So in this, you know, because as you said, people can be demoralized. For the people who may be, and I got to hope that this is something that's going to energize people, that's going to really just tick people off. But for the people who might be demoralized, what's your message to them?
My message is that, you know, we're just getting started here. The fight is far from over, and this is a fight. And a distinct reminder that who sits in the seats from the local level all the way to the federal level matters. And that is something that we get to control.
Yep.
Despite all the other things, all the control they're trying to put on us, at the end of the day, we get to make these decisions.
Elections matter. This is why you register the vote and you make sure that they don't take your vote. Now, Texas, also, while taking a woman's right to choose away, also trying to take her right to vote away so that you don't have the choice or the ability to undo the horrible that they're doing.
We're trying to go for the hat trick here, I think. But yeah, it's absolutely true.
Lots of work.
And lots of work ahead of us. But, we're not alone. That's the other message. We're definitely not alone. Don't give up. We're here. And all of us coming together is what's really going to make a difference.
There you go. Rania Patrice, I appreciate you taking some time sharing your thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Rick.
Good stuff. Rania is the founder, president at Patrice and Associates. And look, you know, at the end of this, this is going to take mass mobilization. And as I said, this isn't my issue. This isn't my issue. What this is an issue that I think every person should be caring about, because this is a control issue. This is about the wealth class having control over your wives, your daughters. This is about the wealth class being able to control who has children, when they have them, how many. And then turning your neighbors into spies with a profit motive on top of it. Wow. Talk Orwellian. But here we are. Scary stuff. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.